Welcome to the PDPW podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
In my work as a counselor to farmers, ranchers, and the agricultural community as a whole, one thing that we are constantly working on is change. Individually, in an operation, as a family. And many times I'm called in because change is difficult to navigate. And when I'm called into a family situation, often it's because we're stuck. We feel stuck and there are differing opinions on what needs to happen. Things are just not moving forward. So I thought today we'd talk a little bit about what happens that stalls us out in regards to changing. And this can be changing eating patterns. This could be implementing an exercise routine. It might be changing someone's job description or job responsibilities on the farm. It could be a lot of different things. Personally, in work, in a relationship, change often brings fear and at times a sense of grief and loss. So think about it like this. Let's say you're living in a swamp, per se. You don't necessarily like being in your swamp, but you know your swamp. You know the dangerous areas. You know where you can go to get the best water. You know where the fish hang out. So even though it's this mosquito-ridden, uncomfortable swamp that you never imagined yourself in, you're there and you're reluctant to leave. So all of us have choices and we are all in control of ourselves, of our thoughts, of our actions. And so again, why is change so hard if we don't like where we are? Well, thinking about the swamp, many times we don't want to leave our swamp, even if we don't like it, because leaving it may mean we end up in a place we like even less. And so it's often the comfort of the known and the discomfort of the unknown, and I would say fear of the unknown, that keeps us in a place that we aren't necessarily happy with. So when we talk about getting ready for change, to really make that first step out of our swamp and create better for ourselves, we often look at the pros and the cons. What would be good about this change? What would be not good about this change? And when we really get stuck in that mindset, it can create this place of ambivalence where it's just adding to the stuckness. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Often we, in that state, avoid. So I hear this a lot in farm transition discussions where it seems such a huge topic. The change seems overwhelming, even though we know we don't really like the place we're in now, we're going to avoid talking about it because it's too overwhelming. Sometimes that's called the ostrich syndrome, where we stick our head in the sand and we're just going to live in this world where we pretend it will all go away and we won't have to deal with it, which of course is not true. Another added dynamic to change being difficult is that if we have experienced stress over a long period of time, or you could say chronic stress, it makes decision making and change even more difficult because our brains are tapped out. We have been stressed for so long, and in that stress response mode for so long that just thinking about tackling another change or a step out of our swamp or a different way of doing things is so overwhelming. We just don't act on it. We keep doing the same old every day because that seems like the path of least resistance. However, we know that in life, in agriculture, in relationships, doing the same old, staying stuck in our swamp rarely works well. So, what does it take for change to begin to happen? There is something called the ICR ruler in the world of motivational interviewing. Motivational interviewing is a strategy we use in the behavioral health field to help people start to consider a change and what that might look like. So the ICR ruler is all about what it takes for change to happen. And there are three components. An individual must feel like the change is important. They must feel confident in their ability to make the change happen, and they must be ready for the change to happen. If any of these are not in alignment, if any one of these three are not present, change does not happen. So, for example, we may be in a place where we are unhappy with our life. And we know it is very important for us to make that change so that we can feel more joy and fulfillment in life. We may be ready for it to happen. We may be ready to take that first step out of our swamp. But we may not be confident at all in how it will look, how it will feel, if we will succeed at it, what other people will think. And that lack of confidence keeps us stuck, even though we know the change is important and we're ready for the change. We are facing a barrier of lack of confidence. So, what do? We begin to question movement forward. When change is on the table, think about for yourself, is the change important to me? Am I confident in my ability to make the change happen? And am I ready? If those three things are in alignment, there are some key questions you can ask yourself. One, it sounds like things can't stay the same as they are. What do you think you might do? A first step out of your swamp because things can't stay the same as they are now. That causes discomfort for sure. It can even cause some grief and loss if you're letting go of something that has meaning to you. That is often part of growth. But who wants to put themselves in a position of feeling grief and loss? No one. So we really hold on to things that sometimes are keeping us stuck in our swamp. Another question we can ask ourselves is, what changes were you thinking about making? just objectively toss around those changes. What could that look like? Another question, where do I go from here? Again, getting to that first step toward the change you want to see happen. What do we do at this point? How would you like things to turn out? That's imagining you being out of that stuck place and out of your swamp and life looking the way you want it to look, or the situation you're contemplating change around looking the way you want it to look. How would you like things to turn out? And what is the next step for you? Those are questions that can help us really think through and be motivated toward change. It's also important to think about what are the disadvantages of staying where we're at right now? If we keep doing the same thing that we've always done, the status quo, what are the disadvantages to that? And on the other side, what are the advantages of change? Even though change is scary, even though it's leaving what we know and what we're comfortable with, what are the advantages to making that change happen? What are we looking forward to in implementing this change? So talking through the optimism of change can be really important to help us drive the desire to work toward that goal. And then what's my intention? What are my intended actions for change to happen? You know, when we look at change, there's a number of steps. We have that contemplation step where we know there's a problem and we know in our minds that there's a desired change. Like, oh, I know I've got to do something. I know I need to step out of my swamp. I know this is a problem. That's contemplation stage. The next step is preparation. And that's really our planning, right? We're intending to take action. We're going to think about the steps. We're going to think about our goals. We're going to define what we want the change to look like. We're going to think through, is it important? Am I confident? Am I ready? And then the following step is action. We put action steps to our plan to make the change happen. Now, will all the action steps work all the time? Absolutely not. Will we get into a change implementation plan and things go awry because, you know what, we didn't think about some things, or we weren't aware that something would happen that happened and created a barrier for change. So our action plans may not always be fulfilled the way we thought they would be. But we can reevaluate. It doesn't mean we have to give it up and move right back into our swamp. We can hold our ground with the progress we've made. We can reevaluate and continue to move forward. And the final step of stages of change is maintenance, that we get to where we were hoping to get to, and now we're sustaining that. What's working well? Are we okay with the place we're in? How do we stay here and remain okay? So I hope this conversation about change has helped as you or your family or your operation are looking. I mean, in agriculture, change is constant, right? In relationships, change is constant. If you have kids, change is constant. the technical aspects of agriculture always changing. New options, new practices, new efficiencies. So if you're in a swamp and it's comfortable for you, but you don't necessarily like it, think about the changes that you can implement to just take that first step out of your swamp and onto something new. Good luck to you.
Monica Kramer-McConkey is a rural behavioral health counselor and consultant with Eyes on the Horizon. For more information about Monica and her services, go to eyesonthehorizon.org.